And now we come to the letters. In the past week, the readers of the Evening News have concerned themselves with topics as diverse as further education and allowing cyclists where only pedestrians previously strode. But we begin with school discipline. A lot of comment in the press and television about the strict regime at a Norfolk school. Disreader Elizabeth Mooney wonders, why all the fuss? She writes, why all the fuss about the school's strict rules? I realise I was educated many years ago, but we all respected the teachers. We were not allowed to talk during the classes. We put up a hand if we did not understand or wanted to ask a question. We were allowed to talk to the person on either side of us at meals, but never across the table. If we misbehaved, we had to stand out in front of the class. Outside the classroom, the teachers were all very friendly. I suppose we realised we went to school to learn about life in general, along with different subjects.
The past few weeks have seen the return of young people to schools and colleges, and to university. And some people are asking, is university worth it? Here is a selection received by email. Green Ink from Tunbridge Wells writes, there's education and there's a need to go out and derive an income. We're all different, so there's no one size fits all. The most important aspect is doing something that suits one's own temperament. I fear all too often many are concerned with the status of a job or career than more basic factors such as enjoyment, hence the shortage of manpower in the practical trades which pay well and give a feeling of fulfilment. Alex Williams writes, university is only worth it if you study a subject that's useful to employers and leave with a decent degree. Ted writes, if you have what it takes to succeed in life, you'll do it with or without that piece of paper.
In the news this week, we report that pedestrian areas of the city centre are to allow bicycles for a trial period. Bad idea, says Gail Mayhew of Norwich. Pedestrians and cyclists don't mix. She writes, I was on All Saints Green at 5:30 p.m. on a Monday, which was bereft of movement, custom and people. Two cyclists ploughed past the front of John Lewis at high speed, accelerating downhill towards St Stephen's. Had there been any passing trade, they could have ploughed into pedestrians or shoppers outside John Lewis. Only recently, the chief executive of John Lewis, Sir Charles Mayfield, blamed Brexit for a downturn in trade. Perhaps he ought to look closer to home for the causes of the downturn in his business, namely at the pedestrianisation schemes that the company is a keen advocate of, but which are patently killing passing trade and customer access to city centres. In the same week, a cyclist was jailed for 18 months for running over and killing a pedestrian. It is high time that the dangerous mix of pedestrians and cyclists was recognised by planners. Busy streets underpin the health and wealth of our city centres. The problem is not movement in itself, but mixing up pedestrians and vehicles, including bikes, moving at sufficient speeds to injure.
There is a view held by many that the City Council is anti-car. Norwich Reader Mr. G. Brown is among them and writes, readers may recall mention a while ago that High Street footfall has declined by 22% in the last 10 years. Undoubtedly, some of that will be due to online shopping. Interestingly, the chairman of the family-run Timpson Company, when asked about it, was in no doubt as to the reason his company had only opened 4 High Street shops out of a total of 95 in the last year, and expected his out-of-town sales to grow from a present 40% to 70% in 10 years. It will not make pleasant reading for planners in Norwich and nationwide when he stated, local authorities, I believe, are killing the high street and the centre of their communities by making shopping inconvenient to the motorist. They wage war against cars with a wide range of weapons, one-way systems, bus lanes, pedestrianised zones, cycle lanes, bays restricted to loading or residents, higher parking charges and an army of traffic wardens. Planners all over the UK have done a disservice to high street shopping. Might we hope that the Norwich city planners may be the first lemmings to turn and start to run the other way? Much as I and other car drivers might hope so, I fear the herd instinct will prove too great.